Welcome and thank you for being here. It's an honor and privilege to be the next general manager of the Houston Texans. With great humility and respect, I want to thank the McNair family for entrusting me with this great opportunity to lead and work with Coach O'Brien and the Texans organization in building a collaborative process to help bring a winner to the Houston Texans fan base and to the city of Houston. On a personal note, I'd like to thank the Buffalo Bills organization for taking me in last year and giving me an opportunity to be their vice president of player personnel, and a special thanks to the Pegula family and to Kim and to Mr. Pegula and to Brandon Bean for that opportunity and allowing me to grow and be a member of their organization last year. In regards to a personal situation, I'd like to thank my family, my mom and my dad, my four brothers, my wife and kids for their unwavering support. Anybody that's in football knows that there's a lot of people behind the scenes allowing you to do what you do every day and have a chance to be successful. To my coaches in the past who helped shape me and influence my football beliefs and philosophies, a special thanks to them. To the University of Maine for giving me a chance to follow my dream and play college football. And to my mentors, current and past, who were instrumental in starting my football journey, influencing my football beliefs, values, and principles. Men such as Kirk Ferentz and Jack Cosgrove from the University of Maine. Dick Haley, longtime personnel man in the National Football League, who gave me my first opportunity to scout. And Bill Parcells, Hall of Fame head coach. What I would like to express to the Houston fan base and to the Texans organization is, in a collaborative effort with Coach O'Brien, what are the types of players and the type of team that we're going to build here at the Texans? And we will be intent on building a smart, tough, disciplined football team with players who love the game of football. Equally, those who respond to competition, who love to be coached, and are passionate about winning. We want competitors, team players, but equally we want good people and a good locker room. Team and chemistry will be critically important to how we build this team. We want men of character who are committed to the efforts of winning on and off the field. We will be intent on building a program as much of a team in every aspect of how we build our football operation. We will earn the right to win. Every day when we come in this building, we will continue to look for players who embrace the process of winning, the preparation it takes to win on Sundays, and to add to the foundation of good players and good leaders who are already here in the Texans organization. It is a privilege to be entrusted with such a leadership role here at the Texans, and this will be a partnership and collaborative process with the McNairs, Coach O'Brien, and the rest of the Texans organization in our quest to build a winner that our city and fan base can be proud of. Thank you.
Brian, can you tell us, start off, as Parcells said, you're the head that wears the crown now. Why are you the guy for this job, and why do you believe you'll be successful?
With great humility, that's kind to hear, John. But I got to bank on my 20 years of scouting and personnel roles that I've had in this business. I've started at the bottom and worked my way to the top at every level of every organization that I've been in. I do believe with a great amount of humility, I've been in five different organizations, so I have a unique perspective on what it's taken to win and what it's taken to achieve. I've had a chance to play a small part in going to the playoffs and winning division titles in each of those organizations. But most importantly, John, I think it requires good people and people that love football and are passionate about winning. Equally a good process. I've seen variating processes in terms of how to build a roster and how to build a championship caliber team. And I hope to implement some of those things here at the Texans.
What about the draft picks that you guys have at the first couple of rounds? How much do you feel like free agency will be a key for you all and the cap space flexibility you guys have created that you guys can be a player in free agency?
We will pursue every avenue to improve this roster as it relates to the draft, to free agency, to waiver claims, to trades, to practice squad steals, to tryouts, workouts, whatever we have to do to upgrade the roster in any aspect of the operation, we'll continue to do that. If free agency presents the opportunity for us to add a championship piece to the roster, we certainly will pursue that.
Brian, how would you evaluate this roster right now? Obviously, you have Sean Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, Clowney, Watt, but there's been a lot of talk about the lack of depth and that played into this team's lack of success this year.
Well, just a year ago, Brian, you know, this was a back-to-back playoff caliber roster and environment. Unfortunately, last year, injuries and circumstances played into the fact that they weren't able to achieve that same success. But in terms of building depth, I think there's a lot of ways that you can do that. I think you can build the roster from the back end forward continually throughout the year. Equally in the latter parts of the draft, you know, around, you know, mid-round picks, late-round picks, CFA process, the college undrafted free agent process, which we've had success building our roster here with players, those will be critically important as well. Waiver wire claims, you know, practice squad upgrades, we will pursue every avenue to do that. So I would say that although last year it didn't finish the way that they wanted to, my hope is to, through those aspects that I spoke about, trying to find a way to continually build depth throughout the year, throughout the offseason, whenever those opportunities arise.
Offensive line was an issue at times last year, the last two or three years. How would you evaluate this offensive line and what you guys need to do to improve it, especially to build something around Deshaun Watson?
Sure. When you have a quarterback in place that you believe in, that you think can help you win a lot of football games, you got to start to put pieces around him and pieces in place to help him succeed on the field. And that's not just with the perimeter players and the skill players. That'll be with an offensive line. So it's certainly an area that we're going to evaluate heavily here as I get my feet wet here in the operation, knowing what we have and then studying what's going to be available to us in the free agent market first and obviously with the draft right around the corner.
The relationship between a general manager and a head coach is probably one of the most important with any organization. What about Bill O'Brien made him the type of guy that you wanted to have that relationship with and ultimately try to build a football team?
Bill O'Brien's a great person, first and foremost. From a character standpoint, you know, Bill is a great individual. But philosophical alignment in terms of how to build a winning football operation, a winning roster, and build a championship environment and culture as well. What you see on Sundays, obviously, is the result of player acquisition and coaching. But there's a process that's involved in terms of getting to Sunday. And Bill and I are very philosophically aligned in terms of how to do that, how to build the right program, how to build the right culture. And it's not just the football roster, but it's also the football operation. And that requires every aspect that touches the game and touches the locker room, all those aspects of the football operation. Bill and I are philosophically aligned in terms of how to run it and how to do it.
Deshaun Watson, how much was he a factor in your decision to take this position, and what do you think his future is?
He's a talented young man, a talented young player, but he's a better person. I think it's the best compliment that I can give Deshaun, just going through the scouting process last year. As it relates to, you know, getting to know the player, getting to know the prospect. He's certainly a foundational piece for us in terms of what we can build around, and it certainly would be an advantage for any general manager coming into a team to have a quarterback in place that you believe in, that you know, that can help you win football games.
How much is getting kind of locked up to a long-term deal set up on the agenda that's going to be sometime in the future?
It's certainly on the horizon. You know, right now I'm in an evaluative period in terms of studying the roster and studying the team and learning the players in terms of how they performed. So that requires, you know, 16-game film study, requires a lot of other research and knowledge that I'm trying to gain right now. But certainly a player that's valued by the Texans organization. And in time, as we go through that process, Aaron, we'll arrive to that conclusion.
Considering you were involved in four drafts in free agent periods here, who are a few, not a lot, but a few of the guys you're most proud of, you recommend it?
Without getting into specifics, John, I would say that like scouting truly is a collaborative process. And what I mean by that is that there are a lot of aspects that go into the preparation before you arrive to make that decision. So I would say between the synergy that we're going to have between the coaches and the player personnel department in terms of the types of players that we're going to go look for, that will be a unified effort between the player personnel department and the coaching side. And it always has been in my experiences. So I like to think every pick that we made was a Texans organizational pick and maybe not a specific person. There are scouts who scout specific players, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of aspects that go into the player acquisition process. And those are Texans picks. Those aren't Brian Gaines picks. Those are Texans signs, not Brian Gaines signs.
The search committee, specifically Bob McNair, Bill would know who you liked and didn't like the last 4 years. Did you use your opinions on players as part of your interview process with Bob?
We did discuss players as it relates to the interview process. We discussed players from the past of where I've been and the current roster and some of the thoughts that I had. You know, I've been gone for about 8 to 10 months. Just getting brushed back up on how the guys exactly performed this year is priority number one for me. So that can impact decisions in free agency and the draft. But that was part of the discussion, just my general familiarity with the roster already, in a way that creates an advantage to get me further down the road as we make our decisions.
Dylan, since you got the job, what have you prioritized? Because it seems like it could be overwhelming.
Evaluation. Player evaluation, knowing exactly what we have on the team so that we can make decisions as it relates to what's available in free agency and then what's available in a draft. Number two, from a football operational standpoint, it's all-encompassing. A lot of meetings, a lot of calendaring, a lot of scheduling, a lot of preparation. For example, the Senior Bowl is right around the corner, and we're obviously coaching in that. So that's something that we're getting involved with significantly in terms of our preparation. But obviously you have free agency around the road. You have the combine. We have our February meetings. We have our April meetings. All these things we're putting together right now and mapping out a plan and calendar together in a unified effort.
When you met with the McNairs and the search committee, were there any discussions about whether Rick Smith would have a role in this organization moving forward, and if so, whether he would have any influence over the football operations?
I think Mr. McNair addressed those with his comments, and right now I think we're all just hoping for the best and praying for the best as it relates to Tiffany, his wife, and a speedy recovery.
You've been behind the scenes for a long time building to this moment. What's it like for you now to be part of the center and to
Yeah, certainly a humbling experience when I think about the journey, Aaron, you know, from where I started as a scouting assistant 20 years ago to where I am right now. But there's two things I'm going to rely on, and that's just the experiences that I've had in the business in five different organizations. I like to think that I've touched many different aspects as it relates to being prepared for this moment. But there won't be a decision that I would make without being in a collaborative partnership with Coach O'Brien and the coaching staff. Every decision we make will be made on two things: what's best for the franchise and does it help us win? And there'll be Texans decisions. They won't be Brian Gaines' decisions.
How much work is to be done, especially having gone to Buffalo, seen how they operate? You mentioned the other organizations you've been, kind of stepping away and knowing, you know, maybe where this organization can improve.
Well, first and foremost, you know, there's two aspects I think about, Bri. I think about the roster right now. How are we going to improve the roster to create a championship caliber performance on Sundays? Number two, from a football operational standpoint, you know, I'm in a leadership role now where I got to be a consensus builder and provide a unified vision for the whole operation. But if we're going to ask the coaches and the players to reach levels of a first-class performance, then that's going to be asked of the rest of the operation as well. So that's my task as well, to make sure that we're a first-class operation, football operation, not just on the team and not with the types of players that we bring in, but also within the football operation.
Brian, you talked about having input from the coaches, Bill O'Brien, and even position coaches. Are you going to have those guys out there with you, scouting those guys like they've done in the past to help build the vision like you've spoken about?
We got a great personnel staff and scouts that are out in the road right now as we speak that are covering the NFLPA game. The East-West game, the Senior Bowl is on the horizon. Obviously, the scouts are all out through the fall. Where you get the coaches involved now is really through the winter and then the early spring. And as we come through the All-Star games, we'll begin to assign our coaches player evaluation responsibilities as well. And then as we move through our meetings in February and April, it'll be my job and Coach O'Brien's job to consensus build that information and the evaluation process so that when we put a grade on a guy, we put a ranking on a player, that's a Texans grade. That's not a coaching grade. That's not a personnel department grade. That's a Texans grade.
You and Bill and Chris Olsen now all have your contracts in line with each other. Now, you've worked with Chris here. What do you think about Chris and how important is he to what you want to get done, especially in the cap and free agency?
I have high respect and regard for Chris, both as a professional, as a person. I'm looking forward to reestablishing my relationship with Chris. Equally, Chris is the best compliment I can pay Chris is that he's a better person. And the good news about coming back in this place is just working with Coach O'Brien directly and people like Chris Olsen is there is a lot of good people here. And that part is very important because we spend a lot of time together. We're fully committed. We're spending hours to try to build a winner here. And I enjoy coming to work every day because of the people that are in the building.
You talked about your scouting experience. How much do you want to see people in person that you're going to invest in? Obviously, I'm sure you can't see everybody. But how much do you want to see people in person, and where does your evaluation as a prospect, where does it start?
Yeah, luckily this past fall, my responsibilities when I was with the Bills was heavily involved with the pre-draft process. So I've seen a very good amount of prospects right now as it relates to our draft board. So I feel like I'm ahead of the game in that regard. Physically seeing the players, I think, is critically important too, because ultimately the draft is a projection business. So you're looking at young men that might be 21, 22, 23 years old, and you're trying to project what they can be down the road for you at age 24, 25, 26. So seeing players physically certainly is impactful as it relates to the evaluation. This week, especially these 3 weeks, where we can physically see these players in competitive environments at the NFLPA, the East-West game, at the Senior Bowl next week, we're going to have a very unique circumstance for ourselves because we're coaching in it. So in terms of accessibility and getting to know the players and scouting these guys, physically is one thing, but equally the interview process is critically important. Facing up with these guys to know exactly what their football character is, what their personalities are like, what their personal character is like, and you get to know these guys in a different way rather than just going to doing a school visit.
You said you could bring a couple of people now if you wanted to. Can you do that, or is everybody under contract, and will you wait to make changes till after the draft when contracts expire?
You know, the best thing about this, John, is that professionally speaking, like I have been through these changes in the past similarly to this. And what I would say is I am deep in an evaluative phase of that process right now. I'm looking forward to meeting the scouts and seeing them. I know a lot of them. There's maybe a few new faces and building a working relationship with them. As it relates to that, I haven't been able to see the scouts just yet. Number one, because they're traveling on the road, and number two, the weather. The weather's been tough for some of the local guys to be here, but I'm looking forward to rebuilding that relationship. It's critical to have the relationship with your scouts, John, because communication's a premium. And my job is to be the final filter and consensus builder in terms of how we rank the players and how we put the players on the board and how we feel about these guys and ultimately putting a vision on the players. That's very important. So I need to listen to the scouts. I need to process that information. And the only way I'm going to be able to do that is to have a good, strong relationship with them.
Why did you leave last year, did you want to leave?
It's rare, Bri, when you have the chance to combine personal and professional. And I had an opportunity to do that last year when I went to Buffalo for a bigger title and a larger level of responsibility. Equally, Brian, it was a chance for me to get back closer to home and be closer to family as it related to that. Obviously, when this opportunity came up, it was a tremendous one. But the opportunity to go back east and get closer to my folks and my family and my brothers and combining that with the professional responsibility was a hard decision, but ultimately one I felt that was the best for me and my family.
A number of staff hires that you need to make on the coaching staff that I'm sure you'll have some say in who those people are. With Mike Vrabel in particular, he's interviewed for a number of head coaching jobs and could conceivably get one of them. To the best of your ability, can you speak to what plans you have in place to replace him and how confident you are in your ability to do that at this point?
With respect to your question, I would have to defer to Coach O'Brien, you know, because I'm so fresh right now in the role. I know Coach O'Brien's further down the road as it relates to where that process is at the moment.
Special teams has been an issue here for years without divulging too many trade secrets. How much can you speak to your plans to get special teams back on track?
Yeah, so through the scouting process, that's going to be a point of emphasis for us. And I think there's some factors and there's some business rules that you can put into your process in terms of how you evaluate and how you grade players and how you visualize those players impactful fitting on your roster. As it relates to fourth down play, there's really three phases in terms of how I look at a player. What are they doing first down? What are they doing on third down? And what are they doing on fourth down? And as it relates to fourth down, we're going to be looking for players with dominant traits, guys that have physical standout traits. Those are the guys that usually resonate and can make impactful plays on special teams for us. Third day players, the undrafted free agent process, those are the guys who are fighting for special teams jobs as it relates to spots on the 53-man roster. Equally, the height, weight, speed. As it relates to players in those areas of like the CFA process, the late round players, looking for guys with height, weight, speed who can impact special teams because of those dominant traits.
Did you want this job, knowing that you had put in the time here for several years, you had risen through the organization, you leave, this job opens up a little bit out of nowhere, the feeling that you could impact, you could make the changes that maybe you'd always visualized in your head were possible, and now you have the power and the authority to do that. How badly did you want this job?
Well, it starts with two places. Number one, the McNair family. Great amount of support to help us do our jobs in the highest level that we possibly can. So I'm looking forward to that aspect. Number two, Coach O'Brien. Having the opportunity to be philosophically aligned with a partner who you can build a collaborative effort with in terms of building a winning process certainly enticed me. But equally, Brian, like I built a life here as well, you know, in terms of being here for 3 years, family, friends. It's a pretty seamless reacquisition for me and my family to come back here. But from a professional standpoint, there are a whole lot of positives, and two of them are the McNair family and coming back and working with Coach O'Brien.
You're making your decisions on personnel and offense should everything be about what's best for Watson.
We will make decisions in terms of impacting our roster, John, not just for really one position, but it's clear that we have to put some players around him to help him succeed. My philosophy will be this, John. Number one, you're going to pursue everything you can to try to find to get a quarterback. I feel like there's one here that we can build a future with. Number two, the offensive line and the defensive line are critical. Okay, so we'll always be looking for players to help us impact as it relates to winning performances in offensive and defensive linemen. The running game. The running game is critical, offensively speaking, both for the impact it has in the running game, controlling down and distance, but also because of its impact on the passing game. If you can run the ball, it's only going to help the passing game. Number four, we're going to be looking for explosive athletes, not just players that we can surround Deshaun with, but we're going to be looking for explosive athletes, players that can make plays in space and equally deter plays that are made in space. Number five, we're going to be looking for pressure players, guys that can get to the quarterback. Equally, players on offense that can stress the defense vertically and horizontally relating to speed. Number five, coverage players. Looking for guys that can run and cover and stretch the perimeter, obviously vertically stretch the defense. And then the last one is fourth down and special teams players, and we alluded to it earlier. That, to me, will be the formula and the guiding principles of how we build the roster.
Ryan, obviously, you were here for a couple of years. You worked with Quick. You worked with Bill. You've mentioned the word collaborative, alignment, consensus. What gives you the confidence that you and Coach O'Brien can produce that moving forward? We'll have that kind of relationship.
Well, having been here for three years and knowing what Coach O'Brien is able to do, I certainly have an insightful feeling for what Coach O'Brien is able to accomplish. We'll continue to get him good players. He'll continue to coach the team at a high level. And between the two of us, hopefully we'll be building a championship roster for years to come.
Secondary, is that another area that you guys talked about the offensive line, but something that – really took a step back this past year. Obviously, you have the pass rushers that you had the year before, but how much is another
point? Yeah, it's another area right now where I'm deep in evaluation to see what we currently had and what we don't have so that we can address those issues as it relates to making any decisions in free agency or the draft. You know, we do have some free agent decisions to make at that position. Trying to mesh a blend and a vision as it relates to that acquisition process as it relates to free agency and or the draft or even both.
One last one. Brian, did you really have to bring Buffalo weather with you, though?
I did. I was telling a story upstairs earlier. I was digging igloos with my kids the other day. That's how deep the snow was. But I do have a lot of gratitude and thanks for the Bills organization for giving me a chance to grow and learn this year.
Can I have one more, please? Buffalo, y'all made some trades. And at the time, people were like, what in the world are they doing with the new regime? And they all worked out. Seeing how those worked out, would that make you more likely to make deals, seeing what could happen?
When opportunities arise, whatever avenue that we will have to make the roster better, we will pursue it. When those opportunities arose in Buffalo to make those trades, it was done both with a short-term and long-term impact. Those decisions, I thought, proved they were fruitful for us for two reasons. One, when we made those trades, we were able to get some players back in the short term. For the long term, we were able to collect draft capital as it relates to building the roster for the future. And they were early picks, not just late picks. The other part of that is, when there's changes in coaching staff, sometimes there's scheme change and sometimes there's system change as it relates to those current players fitting into those schemes and new systems. And where those players went, it may have been a better fit for them. And in return, we got the draft capital to help build for the future. So my goal, John, will be to pursue all avenues to improve our roster and turn over every stone to help us build a winner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.